Mike, you're right on. You got it right. I'm not sure that I have your call sign, though, so maybe at the end of this you can tell me what that is. Gosh, no, you are doing a great job tonight. I've enjoyed hearing from everybody. Surprised we didn't hear from our friend up there in Alaska today, so I don't know what he is up to. But as far as Kevin goes, KF8AGY, he's been over here one time helping me out. I think I need him to bring some more of that snake oil over and rub it on my antennas. I need to be doing a little bit better than I'm doing. So, and it's good to hear from Kevin down there camping, and down there to Gary, Indiana, somewhere on the lakes of Lake Michigan down there. It sounds like 82 tomorrow. I cannot believe it. I hope we have a little bit of warm weather over the next couple of weeks, that maybe a few more of these leaves can come down and before we pay a fortune to have them hauled away. The Northern Lights, I haven't seen any Northern Lights in a few years. I've got sort of city lights. I'm over by Spider Lake, Rennie Lake, and I'm kind of looking out to the north at the city lights of Traverse City. So that's about all I see. And a few years ago, I would kind of get up north of Acme, somewhere between Acme and Point North, and see if I can find ways down to the shore or get up to one of the lighthouses or whatever where you got a clear view. And great places to take a tripod and do some photography, a little bit of time-lapse photography. That was great. So with that, I'm sure I had something else clever to say. That's it. I've got a ham clock, and I just got a new update to version 4.09 yesterday, and I'm got some pretty big stuff that I got to learn what it's doing here, but it's a beautiful display. Looks like you got to go all the way up to the bay there in Canada or Iceland or whatever to get the Northern Lights, but they must be doing a great job if you're in those really northern latitudes. And just to mention, because